It's a Daily Talk Show, episode 385, and it's Weekend Banter.
What's happening, guys? Banter. I think we need to do, this is the very first one. Let's do a roll call, starting with Mr. 97.
Yeah.
Mate, you fuck this every time.
Oh, because you want him to say present.
Yeah. Here isn't present, just so you know.
Yeah, sorry.
3D deal.
Present.
Josh Jansen.
Present.
Gemma Watts.
Present.
Pete Shepherd.
Present.
Thomas Jacket. Present. What's going on, guys? How are we?
That's the episode. That's it. That's Weekend Banter.
Yeah. Well, there's that 10 minutes that I was wondering about. That's fine. No,
I'm
that's
glad
fine.
We prepped for that.
Yeah, it's Saturday for people who are listening.
Mm. Yeah. Which is Saturday.
Yes.
Which is the sixth day of the week.
Yes.
I disagree.
So is that something, because really? We've spoken about this. So have we got two on two here?
Yeah.
I believe that the first day of the week's Monday.
No.
Is Pete Shepherd?
Yes.
Okay, great. Mm. So Pete's working off my thinking, and Josh and Gemma, you think Sunday.
What we're working off is what's correct.
Thank you.
But do we work
in what
that
world?
Out? Do we work it
I
out?
I think it's an American thing.
Well, I mean...
There's no point arguing, is
there? Well, I think that it didn't really go anywhere on the show.
No.
But that's what Weekend Banter is about. It's about really drumming in the shit bits into a weekend.
I'm glad you invited us.
Yeah. Well, this is you guys.
Massive
this is
compliment.
You guys are the minimum viable gronks.
Thank you.
With the idea that we're in a safe space where we can talk shit. Mm. We can really be vulnerable. And we're all going to, I'm just looking at Gemma, this is a bad idea. We can all be supportive of one another.
Okay,
so, I don't know.
So you guys know.
Sorry, did you mean to bring me into it?
Gemma and Pete, you guys know each other from the internet?
Through you.
Yeah.
Through the show?
Yeah.
A couple of gronks I've met on Instagram through YouTube.
Oh, I had something. Dil, do you want to rifle through my bag? Normally
sure.
It's Tommy that goes through my hammock. You'll know what it is as soon as you say it. You'll know what you're looking for.
Oh,
okay.
Oh my goodness!
First, what do we got?
Okay.
Yeah.
What
is it? Oh,
here we go.
This is
great.
I was going to bring one for you, but I noticed that they referred to me as Queen Gronk, and then started to call you. It's not going to fit, but I'll just perch it there for a little bit. They started to call you King Gronk, and then just changed it to Tall Gronk.
I noticed that too. Yeah.
Wait, so were we going to call you King Gronk? Is that what you just said? No,
it was on the episode, I think, where you said Gemma Watts, Queen Gronk, and Pete Shepherd.
Tall Gronk.
Well, I didn't want it to seem like some form of,
arranged marriage.
Yeah. You know the US, they do that. What's the thing where they, the formal and they.
The Deb?
No, it's not Deb, though. It's
the prom.
Prom.
Oh, yeah.
And they have the prom king and queen.
Prom.
Yeah. I didn't want to sort of set
up. And then we have to do a dance.
Yeah, I didn't want to have to set up that. I didn't
want
to have to set up that dynamic early on.
That's fair.
I appreciate
that. But we did mention on Friday's episode, which we're recording Friday, Weekend Banter is pre-recorded.
I think we'll drop any of that talk moving forward because people know. They're just listening when you're listening. That way there's no confusion. It's too confusing for people. If you're listening to this on Monday, the first day of the week, it doesn't matter what day it is, right?
Yeah, no, that's fair.
So maybe do we just drop the Weekend Banter bit?
No, we just say it's Weekend Banter. We just say it's Weekend Banter.
The name of the show.
We don't need to say when we record it.
Okay.
It's just pre-recorded.
Are we
going to
edit this bit out or is this part of
the show? No, this is the whole part.
Cool.
The early days, but the thing is, TJ is funny about it because in the early days of the podcast, I used to mention the weather at the top of the show and also the day.
Mm.
And so that was...
Very breakfast radio.
Yeah.
And also like
the traffic.
It was like a time somewhere on the other side of the world too for a while.
Yeah. Well, that's...
Yeah.
It's got... But the reason I was doing that was because in that Boren letters, there's like the copywriting. He talks about like painting the picture.
And referring to a book of a guy who was in prison that wrote it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. A copywriter,
Real manipulator.
And that book has got you in a bit of trouble.
Yeah, in more ways than one. But we've decided to have a spread.
Yes, I had no idea there would be cuisine.
So I went to a party last weekend. Not sure if you guys had heard that I put on a spit.
I had no idea.
Please tell me more.
Yeah.
Okay.
How does that work?
20 kilos. No. Someone brought like 20. It was like a slab of kombucha, and I don't drink. And so I smashed about 7 and I felt sick.
It's good for your gut though.
Yeah.
7
that's what
is
people
a lot.
Say.
Is 7 good for your gut?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if 7's good for your gut.
No, I wouldn't have thought.
It would actually be a funny thing to try like 1 week good for your gut, and I just eat the things, just yogurt, kombucha.
No, is yogurt good for your gut?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's
but it's got to be like proper yogurt, not there's
probiotics in yogurt and in this stuff, but the point I don't think is that you combine them all and you've got a healthy gut. It's it's some of them. Like you choose which you're going to have. Like I think you'll probably shit yourself if you have too much probiotics.
I think we're having too much Coke, no sugar at the moment at the office.
Well, it was, guys, it was.
You paused between Coke and no sugar and I'm like, what happened to you?
Yeah, it was an awkward pause.
It's what suburb your office is in, whether it's Coke or Coke, no sugar.
Yeah.
But it was a dream of Josh's for some reason. He dreams big in the office here.
Mm.
It was, I want, you know, a fridge full of Coke, no sugars. And so over the last weekend.
I regret it already though. Well, it's just, it's pretty gross. I came home last night.
This is scary.
And because you're taking off the tiara.
Yeah, I think it's implied.
You can leave it close by to the.
Of course.
TJ might tell you off because it doesn't look good for the shot. But
no, it looks good.
Is it fine?
It actually looks amazing. Yeah. Great placement, Gemma.
Thank you. Like a flat lay.
But no, I did regret it.
Instagram.
I just felt gross like that night after having like three Coke no sugars and coffee.
Oh.
It's going into like bad diet territory.
Have you guys,
what do you mean it's going to bad diet territory? That is horrendous.
No, but I don't know. I don't see them. I see Coke no sugar a bit differently than. I don't know. I think we should get, to TJ's point, he was saying earlier, we should get LaCroix, which is like a fizzy water.
Idea. Love LaCroix.
It's expensive. It's American fizzy water with hints of lime or hints of whatever.
Very fancy.
Yeah.
Even Post Malone raps about it.
It's one of those things, though. Like I went to America a couple of times last year and everyone was raving about LaCroix. And
Is that you with the grain waves?
Can you hear that?
It's too much.
Okay, I'll stop that.
Sounds delicious.
It's like an ASMR video. It's a very different...
I've only learned about this. We need to talk about that in a sec. Yeah. But anyway.
You're in America.
I was in America. Everyone's drinking LaCroix and talking about LaCroix. And I was like, have you guys not heard of sparkling water before this? Is this like a new thing? And it's just that someone's rebranded it really, really well.
Yep.
And it's now like huge in America.
But it can't just be the rebrand because there's nowhere else that I feel like you can get. Like in Australia, I tried, I think Schweppes have a version and it just makes my tongue feel funny.
It's expensive too, really expensive.
Yeah.
It's shit.
But the LaCroix one is actually very good. Like you can have a lot. Like there's one that tastes like almost like smells like sunscreen. It's like the coconutty one. I think you had some of those,
right? But then we found another supermarket, Whole Foods. They end up selling. They've got their own brand.
Oh, that's 365. Right. 365. Yeah.
That was good. So the ASMR stuff, you'd never heard of. I mean, you hadn't heard. What did you learn? What word did Jules Lund teach you? Shelving.
Yeah, that was years ago. Yeah. A lot of when we're thinking about bringing back word of the day.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's episode of Weekend Banter, we've got my wife on and Josh's girlfriend Bree.
Yes.
But there's a lot of
my
words
faves.
That I've taught Amy.
Oh, great.
Having been in Christian college and having met me.
Well,
there's
you
a
did.
Lot of words.
You asked me yesterday to record my night's sleep with the audio, you know, the function. Do you know about this or
no?
Which we're going to get to in episode with Amy.
Well, I just wanted to let you know that mine fucked up.
Oh, okay. Well, you fucked it. So
basically this app.
Should we leave, Gemma?
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck is happening.
This audio, it's an app that records you while you sleep and it plays back the times that it hears noises.
I've heard about this.
Yeah. Which we're not going into because that's tomorrow's content that he's bringing up on today's fucking show.
How embarrassing.
Seriously, it's very embarrassing.
I appreciate, that's one thing I appreciate with Weekend Banter is that TJ's creating segments and things like that.
I love that 15 minutes in, we've already got things that we're appreciative for on Weekend.
No, I like it. How about this? It's the end of the week. We want to just sort of acknowledge it's a Gronk admission.
Okay.
Like we're not perfect humans and that's what our tribe is about. The drunks, Gronk.
The drunk.
Wow.
Go on.
It's because I'm trying to put grain wave to the side of my mouth while talking.
Mm.
Bad idea. The Gronk squad.
Yes.
We're all admittedly Gronks. And so I want you, Pete, to start just because you're to the left of me.
No pressure.
And you're big and confronting. You'd beat me up otherwise. No, you're a gentle giant. That's what you are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he
and
was.
I love your voice. I love your voice.
You're running away from all those scary people on the street. You and I had a fast pace to us.
We did.
And then
Tommy engaged.
But Tommy engaged, which was why we had issues. Yeah.
Mm.
There was a guy who was like, who was just in a daze, clearly off his face.
Mm.
And so we just walked past him. And Tommy decided to say, oh, how's your day going, mate?
No, I said, you're right, mate.
You're right, mate.
He looks like he's about to fall over.
And so what were you actually intending to do something?
No, you're right, mate. Like he was on the nod a bit, had heroin. And he was kind of
so
like,
he's probably not all right. If you're on heroin, you're probably not all right.
No, he's actually in the best possible shape that he thinks he needs to be in that moment.
So you were
he's
expecting
having a great time.
You were expecting him to say going really well.
No, sometimes it just like some if he fell back, he could have fallen into a car. So it's just like you're right, and they kind of like, oh, I'll so go sit down now.
No, but instead he chased us down the street.
And oh my god!
And so
I said, if they get close, front kick. Just keep him at distance. Just work the foot out.
And so why are you
this
a grunk,
just
Pete?
Before.
Yeah, this just happened.
Jeez.
The amount of shit that I wanted. Anyway, we'll get to that.
Anyway, it's okay. But Pete Shepherd, your grunk admission of the week.
From this week?
Yeah, from this week.
Okay, I have one actually.
Okay.
So it's cold at the moment, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in the bathroom in my house, we have a heated towel rack.
Fancy.
Yeah. That's really nice.
Wow. Someone's doing well.
It's not my house. Let's be clear about that.
Built into the actual infrastructure, or is it?
You turn a switch on.
You've bought really? It.
Well, the butler turns a switch on.
Cadbury, my butler.
Cadbury.
Please switch on the.
That's a good name. What is
it's
that
a great
from
name a, for a butler. I've had that thought for a long time. If and when I get a butler,
his name will be Cadbury.
is that from you get to name the butler. The butler will have a name.
It'll be on the like job ad. Yeah. Name must be Cadbury. Yeah. I think it's Richie Rich.
You're getting confused with pets in the butler. Anyway. So
Cadbury's turned on them.
So towel rack is on.
Yeah.
Unbeknownst to me, the night before, I'd forgotten to put my towel on the towel rack, but my girlfriend's towel, Chelsea's, was on the towel rack. So the next morning, what do? I took the dry towel off the towel rack, being Chelsea's towel.
Yeah.
Meaning when she went and had a shower after me, she was going to get my wet towel from the night before. And that feels like a bit of a gronk move.
I've done it. I'm an absolute perpetrator of that crime.
And then, like, when she asked me about it, confronted me about it, I was like, oh, I've got confused. You know, I thought we swapped towels.
You're going to have to speak to Cadbury about it.
Take it up with Cadbury, Chelsea.
I mean, there's one big thing that I think that makes it okay for, in my scenario anyway, Brie has two towels.
Mm-hmm.
One for her hair?
Yeah.
And
obviously.
So, and so my thing is it's like. But so my thing is it's like. I'm just going to use one of, like, she's already in a really lucky position with two towels.
Mm. She's monopolized the situation.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And if I'm in a situation where my towel isn't doing too well.
Yeah.
This is such a boy thing. But I wouldn't even I'm give like, how does that happen?
Well, it's just like, you know, you leave it too long or whatever. Totally. Which the funny thing is Brie pointed out, it was actually this week Brie pointed out the fact that the reason why, because I'm like, man, it's crazy how my towel always ends up like smelling before your one. Right, yours always smells fresh, but I feel like mine doesn't smell that good. And she goes, it's because you leave it on the fucking floor.
I just don't understand how this happens.
Which bit?
Towels on the floor.
Oh, towels on the floor. Well, you're in a rush or whatever.
Hmm.
But I actually like lean it and then sometimes it ends up. Anyway.
You've just moved in with your girlfriend.
Yeah, Pete? She just moved in, yeah.
How's that been? I mean, does it feel like the nest was yours because, you know, you'd been there for a few years? And then she's come in, or has she come in and just gone fucking?
Be very careful with how you answer this.
I think it'd be more if
response.
It's a big step, and I think if someone was to move into your place, it is your place, but now it's our place.
Yeah,
but you still have found your groove in that joint.
Yeah, actually, we fell into a groove really well, and I'm loving the idea, the reality of not having to pack a bag and go to her place like twice a week, and her vice versa.
Yeah, but Cadbury packed it.
So, but it gives Cadbury more time to do other things. Like turn the dry towel rack on.
I mean, how does Cadbury feel about Charles moving?
Well, it's been awkward for Cadbury.
Yeah.
Anything you can share, anything vulnerable? Like I think when Amy and I first – so I – because we did long distance, we only spent time – we spent like – is this interesting way to start a relationship, long distance, because – I would go up on a Friday and I'd stay with her for every minute of that time until Sunday night, which is a long time. It's intense.
Yeah. It'd sort of be weird if you went up there and then just hung out, just like, hey, I'm actually going to hang out with the mates at the pub.
Yeah.
Be a little bit bizarre.
But so I found that we sort of got thrusted into it. So living together wasn't that bad, but there was friction. Mm. It's all like in a safe space, so it doesn't feel like you're like, oh, this fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Like, well, the towel thing
would never happen because it's like a weekend thing.
It's things like that. And, you know, one morning I might want to sleep in, but old mate has her alarm on and so looks like I'm not sleeping in. So it's just things like that.
Dating a carpenter.
six a.m. wake up. I'm five.
Well, this morning I was like 5:45. I'm going to treat myself. And she's like 5 o'clock. We're getting up at 5 o'clock. I was like, oh my God.
But do you have to get up at the same time? I've got a great ability of
once
like,
the alarm goes, I'm up.
Oh,
I'm up.
No, there's nothing I enjoy more than the alarm going off and knowing it's not for me.
Oh, really?
And I can just like go back to sleep. I literally woke up this morning to Brie coming home from the gym. And she came in and she had a coffee for me and I sat in bed and I drank the coffee.
Baby had a coffee.
This is one then. What side of the bed? Have you had to switch?
No, I'm still on the same side that I was always on.
Same side in your house?
Yes. Although when Chelsea wasn't around, I would sleep in the middle, obviously, because I'm quite tall or diagonally.
Yeah, so but I think everyone has a side, right, where they would move off to.
Yeah, no, I'm still on the same side.
Okay.
So that's been good.
If Brie doesn't... it wasn't contentious at that point.
No, that was fine.
Okay, great.
If Brie doesn't want to be the big spoon, sometimes that we have to switch sides because my back's sore.
Of course.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's like if you go on the other side, if you're really keen to not be the big spoon tonight, you're going to have to sit on the other side, which annoys her because... it's closer to my phone where I've got Audible playing, like an audio book.
I can't get my head around that, how you do that with noise while you're trying to sleep.
I need it. Mm. And so that's why that app, we'll keep it for tomorrow's show. But yeah. Something happened and there's an app and he's got a great bit for tomorrow. Gronk move.
Yeah, Queen Gronk.
What did you call it? It's not a Gronk move.
Confessions of a Gronk.
No.
It was a Gronk admission.
No, misnomer. Yeah, thank you.
Which
thank
I stuffed
you.
It. I wanted to bring this segment forward. Confessions of a Gronk. Mm-hmm. So that's the.
Like
that's
if you're gonna have cut through with a name, nice. You consists
confessions of a Gronk.
Because that's the first time you've said. Reminds me of that Lindsay Lohan film, Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen, which I really connected with on this.
Great level. Channel
Lindsay's back as well. Lindsay. She's doing really well.
No, she's not. Lindsay Lohan Beach Club Mykonos is not doing well, and I think the show got cancelled before its second season.
She lives in Dubai.
No, she doesn't. She lives in Mykonos.
Oh, really?
The name of the club is Lindsay Lohan Beach Club Mykonos. Really pulled a muscle coming up with that.
I did see that she was living for a while and there was some wacky story about how
the
she
accent.
Swings.
That's my favourite story.
I had dinner next to Lindsay Lohan, by the way.
I know who she is.
Where? I was at Chateau Marmont in LA.
Of course.
And you
Why?
Know, my friend and I and Fitzy, there was three of us there, went dinner.
Was Cadbury there?
Cadbury, he was waiting.
It's got that vibe, right?
It's an interesting place. Anyway, it's this big old mansion on Hollywood Boulevard or something like that. But there's the A-listers there and D-listers like Lindsay. Mm. And so we were sitting just
I thought you were going to talk about you. What about where the fuck do you fit?
I'm at the bottom.
No, but there's something very bogan about like going to very fancy places in other countries.
Well, it was in Entourage a lot.
Yeah. Dude, you can't go there unless you have a contact most of the time. You probably, maybe you can. But
so I would be fine.
My friend's auntie manages it. So
we
fucking got a sick spot.
Like the barista in Shepparton. Like with the
this one actually pays. We were staying at her place. So she was away and she set up dinner and shit. Anyway.
Confessions of a Gronk.
Confessions of a Gronk.
What have I done specifically in the last week? I got a bit upset on Instagram this morning because I ruined a shoe last night. I feel like when I'm out, I'm quite poised and together, and I looked really nice last night, and I got my fucking heel stuck in between the floorboard. The boys don't have to deal with this. We're on like a decking, and my heel got stuck in the floorboard, so I was stuck.
Were you aggressive about the whole? Like,
I was very like, this is so fine. And then I had to get out of the shoe, and there was a group of us trying to pull my shoe out, and then we've snapped the bottom of the heel off.
Is there footage of this? Is there a photo of this?
There's definitely a photo. So my shoe's cooked.
So
now,
which is the Gronk bit?
Yeah, where's the Gronk?
Yeah, which is.
Well, I just think the whole situation. Mm-hmm. I think you have to be in a certain state of mind.
I guess if we just dissect it, it happens to a Gronk.
Yeah. Yeah.
So where yours was a Gronk move that affected someone else. Mm. So
yes,
there's two very Gronk situations
yes
happening here.
Mm. Good distinction. I like that.
Yeah.
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 It's important. I don't have any actually for the week.
Oh, come
bullshit
on.
Mate. You just called brainwaves a vegetable. No,
Mr. 97 piped up very fast. And he reckons he's got one.
Wait, wait for me?
Yeah, 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 for you. Do you know it's still in the corner of the kitchen? Where our dishcloths
no
are?
Oh, no. No.
What?
No.
What?
The ones you clean the toilet. Yeah. Yeah. Oh.
I mean, that's not from this week.
I'm still there.
Okay. The I thought you were talking about the tuna can. There's also a tuna can.
What about the chili in the sink?
The chili in the sink. That will
how
go
is
down.
It still there? How was it ever a thing?
See, that's the thing. That's what I find interesting. It's not even me being a Gronk. That's collective at this point.
No.
Mm. But anyway, it's all like no one's using them anyway.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's probably.
It's fine.
Yeah. It's not a deal.
I went to the gym this week and I decided to be, and I never have been this guy, the guy that wears thongs in the shower. And a lot of people choose to wear thongs in the shower.
I think it's important to do that.
Yeah, would you?
Yeah.
Do you?
For like tinea? Mm.
Tinea is that and a myth? Athlete's foot.
Yeah. Is that a myth?
Okay. So this is what I do.
No, that's real.
I've had athlete's foot. I've just had foot because I'm not an athlete. But I've done club sport, showering, you know, those venues, kickboxing, getting sweaty, showering there. Mm. Gyms, worked in gyms. Never, never, never worn thongs. Mm. I got athlete's foot maybe 2 years ago, two, three years ago. And it was annoying. And it was just like, they just looked like blisters on the bottom of my foot. And it looked like a fucking bit of a rash. But I don't know where I got it from. I don't know if it was from a shower. But I thought if over the years, say if I've been going to the gym since I was 15, I'm 30, 15 years, having it once is a low probability of me getting athlete's foot. And so that's why I was always like, I don't give a shit about thongs. I won't wear them in the shower. I see all these other people walking around with thongs. And I was like, all right, I'll just try thongs. And so the other night.
But why? What was the catalyst?
I don't know. I was like, I'm getting
spice
older.
Up your life.
Just fucking. I was like,
I'm going to do something different today.
Sorry, I will tell you.
Yeah, there's something.
I train at night, and I usually go like this. So I have my bag.
What did you just do?
Just this, my clothes that I'm wearing right now, like hoodie and jeans and runners. But then I get into my exercise gear, go train. I don't want to get back into this shit because I don't want to have to then put new socks on.
Annoying.
And so I put trackies on and I was like, maybe this means I don't have to do my shoe. I don't have to put socks and then shoes back on, which is annoying after you've been wet and it's all, you know, cold and shit. And so I just was like, fuck it, I'll just wear thongs. And so I wore them into the shower. I felt weird about it because it felt like I had shoes on.
You did.
Yeah,
basically.
I did. Yeah. Just, you know, footless shoes.
Yeah, there's a reason that's what it felt like.
But it felt weird. It felt weird. And I was like, should I continue this? But,
and then you were going home afterwards?
Yeah, I just went home.
That's what I just don't understand with the gym thing with showers. I thought the point of a shower was to use it if you were going somewhere else.
Yeah. No, but
if you're going home,
why wouldn't you
just use the shower at home?
Mate, you don't have a kid. There's a chance.
I've also never been to a gym. So.
What about when you went to Thailand? You went to the gym in Thailand.
Gone in the bully.
You guys really relating together.
Would you like another chip?
You don't want to. I didn't want to have to go home and do it. Like if I can do it all at the gym, I literally get home and I feel really good walking out of the gym. You go to the gym, Pete.
Yeah.
Do you shower at the gym?
I shower at home. However, when I used to train in the morning, I would shower at the gym. Mm. Versus going home and showering.
Yeah.
Mainly from an efficiency point of view. I like the efficiency of like I'm leaving the gym and I'm like ready to attack the day. Mm. I don't have to go somewhere else and shower.
Yeah. I just don't want to do it at home because it's noisy and wakes up Bodhi. And it's much easier at the gym.
I think you've established already like the towel rack for me is a big pull. So I will go home after the gym to use the towel rack.
Yeah. Because otherwise Cadbury would be like, where is he?
Exactly. He'll be worried about me.
Mr. 97 is a 2 shower a day guy.
Yeah, I have 2 showers a day. What do you do?
Not always.
Oh, really?
It's not a strict for me.
Well, you have to obviously prep the skin for your fake tan and then rinse it off. It's 2 showers.
Are you a 2 shower gal, Gemma?
It depends. Yesterday, yes. because I put some tan on.
But I what's normal is...
Well, you were late, to be honest, you're not getting the reaction that you hoped for.
No, I thought Mr. 97 was just a, you know, spoiled little brat using his mummy and daddy's hot water.
I mean, that maybe is part of it.
Definitely.
But same.
I know a thing about hot water. Like,
no, I don't. It, no,
within
I
apartment... Either. Yeah, we don't
pay.
Yeah,
you don't pay water.
I think we do. I think so. Surely we pay for water.
Pay water. No, not a chance. Unless it's each,
bring it up on tomorrow's
every
show.
Every one of them has to be metered. So every one of the apartments needs
come
to
come in with an invoice.
Yeah.
It needs to be metered. Most of the, I can safely say most of the old apartment blocks, you don't pay water based on it being they weren't able to split the water and work out what each place is getting. Power's different though.
I would have thought I'm a 2-a-day.
You are?
To answer your question, yeah. I wonder if it's like maybe it's a family thing with kids and it's too hard.
I've forgotten. That's a Gronk move.
But you forget to put deodorant on as well.
I've forgotten.
Wow.
Forgotten. But think about a child. Think about really what a fucking child does, dude.
Advertisement.
Think about you as a baby and then times two that.
Yeah.
So times you're thinking about yourself, times that for someone else and then a partner.
I could understand more. I guess no. That's me. I was thinking I could understand more forgetting to bathe him, but maybe that's just because I'm a selfish fuck.
Yeah, that's exactly what I think in my head. Well.
You know what I have forgotten?
I'd forget I had a child.
Yeah, where'd you come from? Yeah.
I'm brushing teeth, like, and I got really annoyed at myself because I was like,
wait, you forgot to brush your teeth?
No, Bodhi's.
Okay.
It's like, but I was like, you've got to start routines. Like they thrive off a
when
routine.
When do they get teeth?
Yeah.
Hey, have you seen Bodhi? Have you seen his teeth? He does have little.
He's got chompers.
He's got a full set, dude.
It's pretty fun. Young, right?
I've been holding this chip because I know it's very crunchy. Is it cool?
Let's go. Should we all go quiet?
Yeah.
Oh, I love him so much. I know that he's got teeth, but when does one get teeth?
It's a full nude spread with a little boat over his penis. It's so funny. It's his new favorite thing to do in the shower, just lie back with his head in the water. But kids get teeth around 6 months, eight months, a year. Some kids are speaking by a year, have a full set of teeth by a year.
Any of you guys sit in the shower?
Yeah.
I don't.
It's happened to me the other day.
Do legs?
Oh yeah, I guess so.
Exfoliate ankles.
But is that to do the thing, like waxing, shaving
also
your legs?
Also, if I'm hungover, obviously.
Yeah. You'll really sit in the, and you'll do it too.
Very rarely. It means I'm either like brutally hungover or feel sick. And it happened to me last week. I felt sick to the point where I had to sit in the shower. Yeah.
Cabri the doll put a seat in the shower for him.
No, the seat's too much. You're not talking like a plastic seat.
No, I just sit on the floor. Yeah.
I feel
isn't
like
that weird that we think about? I mean, it's our shower. I would never put my bum close to the floor of the Fitness First shower.
Oh, no, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? What I'm saying is we see our own floor in a shower, clean as a whistle.
I reckon it would be cleaner, potentially.
No, 100% cleaner. Mm. But I'm just saying that it's, if you had a bad foot and you're in your own shower, it's probably just as dirty as the other showers.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah, it makes sense. Mm. I was asking the boys, 3D Dylan, Mr. 97, for potential icebreakers, questions that they could ask that could spark some social conversation.
Mm. Cool.
Mr. 97, we'll start with you because you were the lesser keen of the two of you in regards to effectiveness.
This is like date chat.
Yeah, a little bit. What question do you have for us as a bit of an icebreaker?
Well, we had a semi good one before the show, which was your
semi before the show.
I'm so sorry.
I'm gonna go. Take my chair.
Our first semi joke on Weekend Banter.
I feel like every time I'm on here, it's just dick chat.
A lot of dick chat.
No, you had Guy Sebastian playing on your Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering what the most recent song you guys have been playing on Spotify.
Oh,
just imagine Mr. 97 on a date asking that question.
Show us your Spotify. It's not bad though, is it?
It's bad, dude.
Don't
fucking listen to Josh.
Do you know what's a really good one? If it's later on in the if it's the second or third date, I think a really good one is it's a bit of like a truth or dare type of deal, but being like,
oh my God.
Swap phones and you get to look in the deleted photo, like whatever the deleted photo section.
No. That is hectic.
Yeah.
Not a chance.
I would sooner remove a limb than allow that to happen.
I would let you now do that, but not but not when I was a single bloke. I don't think, I don't think, even if there was nothing incriminating, it's like not even dick shots. It's like could be just, I don't know. You, I don't know. There just could be something in there that someone sent you and you're like, I don't want that. Or, I don't know.
It's been very rare that I delete a photo.
You've had one girlfriend.
Yeah.
Oh, Shruti, sorry.
Yeah, yeah. Shruti. Yeah,
I was wondering if she was going to come up.
She's his favourite character.
Respect. Can we get a Shruti shrine?
Shruti, it would be great to have her on at some point.
It would be amazing.
It would be good to do some form of reunion.
If you do that, I'm sending an email saying, can I come in and watch the show?
Actually, as long as we can have
Jesse? Nah, she lives in Singapore. Not a chance.
And how convenient.
Sorry. Not just for I don't not even a chance know where because Shruti she lives in Singapore, but just not a chance. I don't think it.
If we did a live show from Singapore,
it would be like me having my primary school girlfriend on the show. I would have to go with that. I'm sure I could probably find
in, okay. I didn't have a boyfriend in primary
school. Shruti. So you're downplaying what Shruti and I
had. Yeah, well, like I had a serious relationship.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Should we answer 97's question?
Or? TJ will have some boss-like answer.
Vossy Bop.
Vossy Bop.
What's last played in my Spotify? It's one of Bodie's favourite songs. More Vossy Bop. More Vossy Bop. Stormzy, a UK rapper.
And that's what you're playing before for Pete.
Yeah.
And what's the Vossy, it's the new dab
called a Vossy. One of the lines in it is, my boys don't dab, they just Vossy Bop. But it sounds like he's saying, my boys don't die, we just Vossy Bop. Because he's such
good. But what is the Vossy? Can you do the Vossy Bop?
I don't know. It's like this thing where you lean
over.
Yeah,
do it.
And it's hard. It's
can
super
we get
hard.
That as an animated gif?
It's not like a dab. Like dab's easy.
And
this
it's not
one you have to like fall
the
forward.
The dandruff
and, like,
one either.
One hand out. It's like fucking.
Dabs are so fun.
It looks like you're doing the Macarena if you do it up straight. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that was the last one. What about you, Pete?
I think probably Avicii's new album. I watched the documentary on Avicii on Netflix and then I heard there was a new album, so I've been checking that out.
It's pretty good. Three to Dills.
Really good.
He's been pumping it.
And so it's good, yeah.
Did they do it after the fact because he's passed away?
Someone would have had access to his
estate. So I think you've been working on it.
Yeah. I wonder, like if I was to die, I wonder how many files and shit. How many files and shit people will actually, like how much time would everyone spend like going through my hard drive?
You've got to be pretty important. I reckon they'd just put them to the side and just, I mean.
But don't you think that you would do a little highlights package for the show?
Yeah, I'd do a final send off. Yeah. And when I say Mr. 97, do you know the gossip about Taylor Swift and Scooter Braun? Have you seen this?
No, I've seen it. Chris is a bit of a Taylor Swift. Oh, you know what? This is going to annoy him, but I'll tell you anyway. Before we started going out, he went to a Taylor Swift concert with one of his like mates.
Oh,
his male friends.
I love Taylor. Dude.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah,
I can't stand her.
Really?
Dude, no,
I just don't understand the appeal.
Mr. 97 singing his heart out the other day, just headphones on, and all you hear is like this. It's like, we are never ever together. There's no bass to the song. It's
It's almost ASMR or whatever it's called, isn't it? It's real lippy, real lippy.
He really likes it. Can we confirm that that's like you're into Taylor Swift? Quite big, quite full on.
I wouldn't say big, but I'd listen to her stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, you love it.
Yeah.
Sure.
Her newer stuff or her older stuff? What do you like?
Nah, it's probably older stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it's Chris Diamond.
Yeah.
I love
he's
that
like, she's
turn.
Not country anymore, is she? I don't care.
The reason I bring up Taylor Swift, so all her music has been purchased by Scooter Braun.
Yes.
Scooter Braun is the person who discovered or started managing Justin Bieber.
Demi Lovato.
Shitloads of artists.
Yeah. And they've had a falling
Ariana
out.
Ariana Grande.
No. So the record label that had signed Taylor had all the rights to her music. Scooter bought the record label.
Mm.
He now becomes the owner of every one of Taylor Swift's songs, the rights.
Yeah.
But
they
made
had a falling out?
She says that he's been bullying her for like a good decade.
These things are so hard.
It's like your bully bought the company that you work for.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she's saying, give me all my music back or whatever it is. But then you go, these things are so hard because you read what his wife has said, you read what Bieber say that are close to him.
Yeah.
And it all sounds like, He's not the problem. He just bought and Her dad knew about
this happening. Her dad's a shareholder in the company, so he would have had to vote.
Taylor's,
so he knew.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because part of her story was she only found out like when the press found out.
Where do you guys find out about
Taylor
this?
Swift's Insta? Yeah, I have no idea. So the big thing happened. She put out an Insta story.
Shameless
that had a
Facebook
group. Had a swipe up link. I don't even think I found it through that. I think I. Oh yes, I did. definitely did.
It's amazing how much your mind is warped though by what you follow on social media. Because I assumed, because we follow Sam. I think Sam Mack was one of the only people that we follow on Instagram that was nominated for like for a Gold Logie. And so based on what he was putting out on online, I was like, oh, well, he's got to win. But it's crazy to think that like there's other people doing other shit. I guess that's the point to the shameless stuff. Yeah. Can be a bit.
I don't really follow celebrities other than like what the girls talk about.
So you're in the shameless bubble too. I mean, I see you in that group like nonstop. I'm just like,
I'm not in there
girl.
Nonstop. It's just that you would get a notification if I am posted.
Would you post every day?
Oh God, no, 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 no. Okay, I just took control of the Logie's red carpet thread because of course I did.
I think we've got a Jem. You're very savvy when it comes to social media. You far outweigh us in terms of follower base and your tribe you've built. Your Gronk squad is thick. Well, do you have a name for your
No, I don't. But perhaps
should we brainstorm?
Yeah, perhaps that's the next step.
What words do you like?
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, you're the copywriter. It's not why I was going where I was going with it anyway.
The glowers.
That can be my. Oh no, that's the glowers.
The glowers.
It's so upsetting.
Glow squad.
Glow before bro. The glow before
bro. That's nice.
Let's give it two more minutes of thinking.
No, we'll just make this homework. Gonna be a homework task.
But so you're someone who I think is spending quite a bit of time on social media. Would that be fair to say?
Yes.
Like I notice when I check the stories, you've usually viewed them. So we're hot on your.
You guys come up first.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Well done, guys.
That's Queen real
Gronk,
cut through.
Queen Gronk over there.
What sets that up, do you think?
It's based on how often I stalk all of you.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
So if you happen to
I've actually got a crush on all of you, as it turns out.
If Mr. 97 there is, why does this girl in a bikini keep showing up in my top? Because you keep looking at it.
That's what happens, dude. But actually, we should look at everyone's Explore Instagram because I feel like that will.
Is this instead of the deleted photo situation?
Yeah,
I think we're trying to out each other.
No, it's not about.
But this is so that the whole reason is to find something that isn't great, right? Because then there's.
Why are you so defensive?
I'm fine. I'm squeaky clean over here, guys.
I'm curious as to what your explore function actually looks like.
I'm squeaky clean. So, but
guys doing fire, like building fires and
just
gorillas going up, fucking
manly trees, just
testosterone things. Yeah.
So, Jem, you're on there. It's a part of your business. Pete, listening to your podcast last night. The long and the short of it. Fucking bit pissed Josh Jansen got a message mention. I did.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
But
how I feel every time I listen to this show when I'm not mentioned, which is not often.
You know what? Great podcast to listen to in time and a half, or speed, double speed.
Which one?
Because you guys speak very slowly and articulately. And Pete's podcast.
Yeah.
And Pete and Jenna. Jem?
Jem. Jen.
Jen, not Jenna.
No.
Pete and Jenna. I don't know why I said Jenna. Anyway. Yeah, but I was listening to it double speed. But
is this a review?
You've been doing
great. Can we get this as a cut for a testimonial?
Give it a review, guys.
You've been doing a. You could have mentioned that I mentioned something about your voice. That would have been nice.
Sorry. So that's fair.
Next time, mate.
We've got more episodes coming.
Okay, great.
Plenty of opportunities.
Sneak in there, please. You did an experiment over the last month or some or so.
Yeah.
Talk about it.
So we did an experiment on Instagram to essentially test a hypothesis, which was, can you create more two-way interactions with your listeners on Instagram? Because the thing with a podcast, and you guys would know this, is very often it's like you hear or you see the number of listeners, but you don't know who they are. You don't see them. You can't interact with them really other than one way. And so we tested a experiment on Instagram to see what it would be like to create more two-way conversation, essentially. And the short of it is I hated the experiment. It took up so much of my time. And I started getting anxious about what to post, when to post, the fact that people have replied and I haven't replied back to them and all of these things. And it gave me such a mad respect for people like you, Gemma, and 97s and you guys that do the Daily Talk Show Instagram in realizing it's just, it's not for me and it's not a good use of my time. So
it was Cadbury. It's got a side business.
Yeah. I found a new job for Cadbury.
That's clearly who it was.
No, the amount of time that you spend, because we were talking about the fact that you could just delete the app, spend Friday, post it, post once a week or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, so not to give away the episode, but you're right.
Good tease.
Thanks. Mm. I could, if I was more disciplined, post and then turn the app off or delete the app. But I think it was recognizing in myself, I have that personality of like, oh, I wonder if someone's given us a comment, and then I can comment back and have a conversation with them, because that was the point of it. So,
well, the unread thing, like seeing someone has written to us, the biggest frustration is now it seems like Instagram's hiding. You used to be able to go into your DMs and you'd be able to see the last message they sent, and it was bold. But now if they've sent multiple messages, it will say three messages. Unread messages.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And so you don't get the gist, because I sort of want to be understand line, yeah. where it's going before I click it.
So you think it's manipulative? You think that's on purpose?
Yeah, I reckon that's Instagram.
Smart.
Yeah.
And so I mean, this is the other thing, is what we're talking about is like these apps are designed that way. Mm. It's like I fell into the trap of what it's designed for, which is to get you constantly hooked and constantly looking for more dopamine hits. Mm. And as a result, I became anxious about it. And so the recognition was I need to step away, which is what I'm going to do.
So there's a few ways of looking at it, and that's what you explore a bunch of the sort of thinkings around the results. For you, Gemma, it worked, right? And it does work.
Yeah, and so I'm not like that. I'm very like not having my phone on me is bliss. Like I'm very
yours
happy
is on the
just,
couch right now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just don't care enough. I think that's what it is. But this is Michelle and Zara were asking about this because I don't really post anything that's like not work related on there because it's all work because I don't want to be on it all the time.
But I think you're very responsive. Like I'd say you're up there with
the best of them.
The best of them. Up there with the best of them.
Yeah, but it's just on my own terms. Like I'm never, if I'm out, I'm not on my phone.
Mm. But there's also.
Do you carve out time to like specifically look at it? Or is it just whenever?
It's just whenever, but it's normally like while I'm working because a lot of it is just writing captions and stuff. So I've got to be on it, but. Yeah, but people will ask questions about makeup and skincare all the time, and if I don't have the time to actually respond to them, I'll just write back saying, like, I've seen this. Mm-hmm. I'm not just leaving you on read. I will write back to you during the week.
So what if it worked, Pete? Like, what if it grew your listenership? It grew – like, that's what I always think. What if it worked? Do you think you're thinking around it? Or you saw that Instagram, the feelings at a smallish level was anxiety-producing?
I think it was that, and also the realization for us is the people that tend to listen to our podcast, a lot of them don't necessarily go on or interact with Instagram that much. We have a percentage of them that do, which were the ones that followed us, which was the other thing was the people that are following us are people that we already have existing relationships with where we can communicate with them in other ways. Mm. It doesn't have to be through this medium. So,
but it does work though. The thing is that like I was thinking about your podcast more.
Interesting.
And so that's
no, I was
are you saying I have to resurrect the experiment?
I was liking the colour palette. I was thinking, I love how you swipe across and you see different sort of messages. I get that there's a lot of work in that.
I mean, you're deconstructing it from a very sort of meta platform, like I'm getting off on aspect ratios and colour palettes.
Mm. I enjoyed that part of it, actually, like the creative part of like coming up with the theme and the look and making sure it's consistent. Like I quite like that.
That's probably my favourite part also.
But I always think if these things work for us, right, so if you put in that effort, and it was 10x result.
Yeah.
Would your mindset be different? Do you think we would approach it differently? Do you think the people who get to 15 episodes would actually keep going doing a podcast or they'd continue? I think all these things online, it's like.
Well, if it was meant to be, if your audience was there, then it naturally, if all of the things would have been positive experiences and then it would have resulted in something that was better.
And it is one of those things that it's like a month is probably not that much of a time to actually give it time to see if it's got legs. And I'm sure if we committed more time to it, exactly like you guys have done, you've committed to it over a longer period of time, it would potentially grow. But for us, it was the reward of that. Mm. We can get that elsewhere. Our assertion is we can get that elsewhere, which what we're going to do is have an email list, which all of the things that we shared on Instagram, like what books we're listening to, what podcasts we're listening to, a quote from the episode, we're just going to throw that into an episode, into an email, which takes less time, it's less anxiety producing, and for us, we think it delivers the same amount of value to the listeners. So that was kind of the assertion we made.
Definitely.
But maybe we're missing out. I don't know.
Well, I think there's like, don't overthink it, but
yeah,
don't underthink it. Yeah. You know, so we can look at both of those ways. I feel like you're not, you don't overthink it, no, Gemma.
Not in the slightest. I think if I thought more about it, I'd maybe have a better audience. But I just, I don't know, like I just don't care so much for numbers. I know that I'm working, I'm consistently getting work, so like whatever I'm doing is working. So as long as I just keep that up, then.
The bucket ain't broken, don't fix it.
The what? I don't think that that's the same.
What was the first? What was the first bit?
Not
the
bucket. So, not
you've been spending too much time with buckets lately.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's all about
get
the buckets.
Get your buckets sorted.
Literally, because there was a bunch of buckets here the other day. It's really ingrained in your mind.
What is it? If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yes.
That's the one.
I wasn't going to correct you.
No, you've got weekend banter. It's a rite of passage to pick up anyone's fuck ups.
We have another game that we like to play.
We've also got to get
the Spotify game went well.
Yeah. Yeah, it was the only one that answered. Oh no, Tommy, you answer.
Mr. 97, can you write? Fuck, I've just lost my train of thought.
No, that's okay because we're finishing the game anyway. Gem,
well, firstly,
what was your...
I'm an Apple Music gal, so
what? Like 3D Dill?
Yeah,
are you guys
really
sharing a family account?
Two people. The only two people to use Apple Podcasts.
Apple Music.
Apple Music. I was on podcast.
I like it.
We should do a poll.
Yeah,
I mean, see who uses what.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I used it for the first year when I got Telstra because they were offering free for a year.
Yes,
I was paying for Spotify and Apple Music at the same time because Apple Music was all you could play on my Apple Watch. Yeah, yeah. But annoyingly, the only reason I needed it was for running. And
the,
so
the thing is, you can ask everyone's
laughing. You work it out.
Okay, good Jack. Good Jack. Well done.
Running.
The you can ask Siri to play any song. That's the good thing about.
I don't use.
Oh, situation. She doesn't work through
I don't
Spotify.
Trust her.
No, I just ask her to play Guy Sebastian.
I don't know about
Siri.
Wait.
So you do have Apple Music?
No. When you do have it, you can play it. So I went through this time where I kept on asking her for songs, and she was giving them to me. And then all of a sudden, I ask her.
Mm.
She said, "Sorry, I don't understand that."
Yeah. See.
Whatever it is.
Yes. It is very annoying.
I was thinking
it is very annoying.
Very passive aggressive.
Yeah.
It takes one to know one.
What's the song? What music? What was
this
last?
Morning, this morning I was listening to ELO Greatest Hits.
ELO.
All over the world. One of my very.
What's ELO?
Electric Light Orchestra.
Oh.
Like
I love them.
Very early 1980s, late 1970s.
Wow.
Like full orchestra.
No.
What's the band? What's the. There's a specific.
Could you sing it for us?
What's this? No, I don't want to show off.
They do one that's like about lights, don't they?
Shine is the name of the song.
How does it go? Can you just start it?
No, I can't.
What are the lyrics?
I won't be doing that.
Shine. Is it got the word? What is it?
No,
what are the words in it?
You're thinking of Vanessa Amorosi.
I think I might have actually. But for me, it's been Elton John.
Elton John.
It's because you saw the movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Look, I'm such a basic bitch. Spotify and the recently played, not by me, is Amy. Yeah. What's it? The boy. What's the song? What's that main song?
There's all of them. My song, Candle in the Wind.
It's Candle in the Wind. It's your song.
Your song. I want that as my wedding dance.
It was not my song.
It's your song.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, but she's done the same. It's great for the. That's what these movies are doing.
I hope no one wanted any purple snakes.
They're not all the snakes though, are they? Were they all the ones from the bag?
No, there's a few more in the
Thank
bag.
You. It's nice. 3D Door, what was your question, your ice-breaking question?
Well, it was more fitting for when we were actually on that train of thought in the conversation like 20 minutes ago.
Because you had to run that past. Around,
yeah. But everyone was talking about dating, so...
Uh-huh.
Mm.
Since everyone at the table right now is in a relationship.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Here we go.
What's the most, this is something I'm curious about. Is okay. Actually, mm-hmm. What is the most awkward thing you've done on a date that you can remember?
Mm. Okay, great.
Ooh, starting with Josh.
Pete, have you had a few partners? Like,
yeah, I've had a couple of girlfriends.
I think you class them as like real partners.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Jesse's.
Oh, I think I was old enough and we stayed together for a fair whack of time. So
I'm just trying to think
of one.
Have you been in a long-term relationship for a while,
yeah.
Jem? How long?
8 years. It was our anniversary on Saturday.
Okay.
Congrats.
Congratulations.
It's Chris, isn't it?
Yeah.
Can we give him a name, some kind of character name?
Carpenter Chris?
Yeah, Carpenter Chris.
I just sometimes just call him the Chippy.
The Chippy.
What about we call him Scott Cam? I love the idea of the image of you dating Scott Cam. It's pretty great. It comes out. That's why you've always
Josh
gone to the.
Josh often comes out with like this me dating people. When Ash Williams was on the show, I was like, I love Ash Williams, and Josh is like, you guys would be a really nice couple.
I'm trying to be
Bogan power couple.
Yeah,
funny as fuck.
It would be great to connect up some gronks. Yeah. Like, how long until there's the first gronk kid based on a Gronk relationship.
Oh, you went straight to kid.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's the
it's a huge leap.
That's a journey. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I said there has to be a book launch. There has to be a party of something.
So there needs to be a little bit of mixing going on.
Mm. Start with some mingling and some mixing, yeah.
Which, so Chippy Chris, i.e. Scott Cam, was there anything when you first got together?
Nothing. I mean, I don't know. I feel like the circumstances in which we became boyfriend and girlfriend is just, I don't know if an awkward story, but we'd been like sort of dating, and then we were at the Harp Hotel in Kew, very classy, mm-hmm. very on brand for me. And this guy that
Tradie
was-
Tradie hour.
This guy that was friends with an ex of mine came up and was like, hey, do you want to see a photo of my dick? And I was like, not even a bit of me wants, just, I don't want that. And he's like, no, like, I'll show you it. It's like next to a Corona bottle, so you get an idea of the size comparison. Then I've,
what?
Yeah, no, this is an actual conversation. And then,
and this is Chris.
No. And here we are. Yeah. And then
you know, the Corona bottles, it's like,
oh. He is getting out his phone.
This is
and
outrageous.
So I've texted Chris from across the room, and I'm like, SOS.
Yeah.
And then he's come over and put his arm around me, and he's like, hey, can you stop hassling my girlfriend?
Ooh.
And that was the first time he'd called me his girlfriend. And then we were both like, oh, we haven't used that word before. And he was like, okay.
I thought that was it, the guy's size.
Wow. Yeah.
That's our anniversary. We were like, how do we work out when we started going
that's
out?
Right.
It's that day.
Do you always have a Corona on the anniversary?
No, oddly enough, but maybe I'll bring that in.
That is so fucked
There's
up.
There's a lot
isn't
to that story.
That is a horrible. It was a pickup line that guy was trying to say.
Yeah.
Is it a pickup line? Has he? But he had the photo.
Definitely.
But he'd been like stalking me a little bit as well, like popping up in odd places.
Yeah.
Turned up at my uni one day and was like, oh, my God, what are the chances? And I was like, pretty high because I go uni and you don't.
Yeah, that's not ideal.
I
that happens a bit.
I've bumped lips while kissing, like bumped my face while kissing, and I've tasted blood.
Whoa.
Before.
Oh, my God.
What, because you hit so hard?
I can't just kiss hard.
No, but is that what you're referring
just
to?
Like, wow, lucky Amy.
Blood.
I've had that happen before. I've had that happen.
So during a date?
Yeah, which is awkward because you're like, you kind of just push through it.
Do you acknowledge it?
No, I didn't.
Is it like a metallic-y iron
that's
taste, like a metal?
What blood tastes like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe she'd been sucking on coins or something.
What?
Yeah, like coins sort of taste like blood.
Yeah.
No, you never taste a coin?
I've told a story when
recently.
I took a girl on a date to the circus, which I thought was a great idea.
That's good.
And she got taken up.
Oh,
no.
Out of 400 people.
Stop.
For a confident person, audience participation is my worst nightmare.
She was actually stomped to death by the elephant. No, what ended up happening?
No, it was just nothing happened with that relationship. It was literally the last date, last bit. But it was like, I don't know.
I wonder.
Yeah, she was.
So that's not a good outcome.
No, wasn't it? So not that
the
I
circus was
be.
The bad bit?
Oh, I think that it's memorable. And that's how I see it. But you could also see it as, and like, this is a bit much.
Did you ever read The Game?
Yeah, I did.
Did you read The Game,
Ben? I didn't, actually. Okay. No.
Did you read The
Game,
Gemma?
I missed out.
No.
I listened to the audiobook of The Game.
I think it's an interesting read.
I was already with Bree.
Okay.
So it's, but it's sort of, I used it as a way of gaining friends.
Okay.
Yeah, there's manipulation techniques.
Yeah. I'm aware of
the way. Don't
the
put
concept.
Those things together. It's not so much that. No, but it's just like the being confident, like peacocking, like wearing ASICs can be a peacock.
Yeah, I've heard about that
type of thing.
The problem is it's an instruction manual, and if you actually follow it, it's like take little bits. You know, it's like don't you'll seem like a klutz. That's why I say don't fucking ask these questions on a date, Mr. 97. What's your Spotify list?
I think it was pretty solid.
I liked it.
Yeah, I think it was
a
really good one.
Shows a lot about a person.
Yeah, just like I mean, it's
the
modern
girl here. I get to say what he can say on a date.
I think it's also that's like the modern day. Like, what music do you like? Really, isn't it?
Yeah. What?
No, because I think what music do you like is a shit question. But I think that is a
probably
good specific question.
Okay, sure.
I got infuriated this morning. I was reading an article.
I want to find out. Pete had an awkward bit to his date.
Oh, did you?
Do you want to tell the story first?
No.
Okay. No.
Real quick. I was like 19 and it was one of my first dates. And I remember I went and brought, I grew up in Ocean Grove, so I was very much in that surf coast vibe. And I went to Quicksilver and brought like a brand new pair of tracky pants.
Oh, what color?
Grey, like that kind of grey, marl grey. Mm.
And did then you like, throw up shockers?
Yeah, like I was like,
it's a lie.
Chris used to live in Rosebud, didn't go to the beach once. So all the time I'm like, are you going surfing today?
That's amazing. So I had marl grey trackies, yeah. And then I brought like a aqua blue Quicksilver hoodie with a big Quicksilver sign on it.
Look at.
And we went out for lunch and I was in tracksuit pants and a bright blue hoodie and I just look back on it and I'm like, what was I thinking?
what year is this? Because I reckon I've hooked up with people exactly like, I would have been like, oh my God.
It's definitely a certain look.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a certain look and I was in Ballarat too.
Oh, so it would have gone.
That's very nice. Like
people
nice.
Had never seen a yeah. surfer before, you know. Now, here he is in his Quicksilver. Geez. I thought I was killing it. Didn't go so well.
Not another date or? You?
Nah. Oh, actually, we dated for a little bit longer, but yeah. It wasn't great.
I mean, it's a vibe. That's the vibe of that down the surf coast or Ballarat too.
Yeah.
But I think the way that TJ talks about his childhood, I get this sense of like, I don't know, like I imagine like the hills or Laguna Beach or something like that. Anyway, he showed photos the other day and it would just look fucking disgusting. Like there was bleach.
There was a photo of you in some sunglasses.
Oh, that was my favorite photo.
Amazing. Yeah.
I reckon I took a screenshot of that. Yeah. I feel like it's going to come in useful somewhere.
There was some, these sunglasses that were in fashion. They just.
Were they?
The yeah, wraparound.
But they were, because that's another thing I would have looked at and been like, he's so hot. Definitely.
It was like the races, like family day. I can't even remember what year that was. But
I would have been wearing a Von Dutch cap around that era.
That was right.
What's Von Dutch?
Denim miniskirt, pink UGG boots, Von Dutch cap.
Yeah, Von Dutch was just a brand, almost similar like that. They had like the patch stuck onto the trucker hat.
Okay.
It's a, you know, then there
I can imagine like Jessica Simpson wearing
it. Yeah, it was very Paris Hilton.
Mm. Definitely. These are brands all come through. There was that Tiger one, you know, what was that called? Fuck.
Yeah, like I know Tiger you're talking Patton. About.
It was so bogan, so bogan, but I bought a shirt.
you would have had a bit of Ed Hardy.
Ed Hardy.
What about the Juice Jumpers? Do you remember the Juice Jumpers?
Yeah. Ed Hardy, there's actually a shit version of Ed Hardy that's at one of the DFOs.
Define shit version.
No, it's just like because I thought, oh, this is Ed Hardy, and someone said, no, like it's actually
Ned.
Yeah, it's literally like that. There's like a one word change or whatever. It was so shit.
I think like fashion stuff, Jeremy, people who wear fake things but like own it, like it's horrible.
What do you mean own it?
But they like own it. Like they
lean into it.
I'm wearing a $700 T-shirt.
So they own. Gucci they t-shirt. Pretend though. They're pretending.
No, but they just wear them.
Yeah.
And they
yeah.
just think, oh, this is.
They don't own that they're fake. They.
Sorry. Yeah. Okay. So they wear it like it would be real.
Yeah. Sure.
But you know it's not.
I have strong feelings about.
Yeah. What do you think? Like Balenciaga, all these things.
But who's doing that? Who's dirt? Actually like?
Lots of people.
Wouldn't you people. Be a bit embarrassed?
Like, so this is what I think, right? Yeah. I mean, you see a bunch of bogans like, you know, TN wearing sort of. They look like they're ready for a game of tennis.
Who's TN?
The lads, TN, TN's are shoes.
Yeah.
It's just like think about a lad, what you would call a lad.
Mm-hmm.
Those kind of people I've seen wearing. Like the Balenciaga shoes, like you can get, get Yeezys fake, you can get all fake stuff still and it's cheap.
I couldn't do it.
But that's the thing. I mean, is that, so what's your thinking?
I get upset because like if I want something designer, I save up for it. So then if I see someone with the fake version, I'm like, how dare you?
Is that insulting?
Yeah. Like I take it really personally.
Mm. Do you think it's true that Adidas also produce the Yeezys that are fakes? I heard about
that
this.
A thing?
I heard that too.
So it's like the brands go, all right, we're going to be fucked here because there's going to be companies that are going to do rip-offs and we may as well just do great rip-offs. Idea.
So they make both.
Yeah.
Well, that's what my mum used to say.
Rip-off cosmetics is a big thing now as well.
Can you look that up, Mr. 97?
Well, with Best and Less, mum used to say Mango and Mambo, same factory.
Mango
would be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kylie Cosmetics was, I think it still is made in the same factory as ColourPop Cosmetics, controversial.
So the cosmetics thing.
Stole their formula.
Well, how about this? That's the most controversial we're getting on the show.
Okay, no, but I haven't accused anyone of being a pedophile today. So.
Oh, yeah, that was...
Woohoo!
Yeah, I still think about that.
Same.
The I'm glad you think about it because
all
I was
the
like...
time.
I'm always like...
That
I
was a Gronk move.
I've gone full circle.
Yeah, but the... No, because we've turned transcriptions on our website that's coming very soon. Should be over the weekend.
Yes.
So every single episode, when you search, you're actually going to be searching. The transcript will be picked up as well. And so if we ever called someone a pedophile or used their actual name, say John Smith one day is like, oh, I wonder if anyone's said anything about me on the internet. You could type in John Smith and be like, oh, I've got a mention. And then you could listen to it and be like,
You'd be anyway, devo if yeah, your name was John Smith.
It'd be so annoying.
I think it would be harder to make a case against, make defamation cases against things like podcasts and YouTube videos more as we go into this world of just content saturation.
Mm.
Like you think about what we're doing, it's 7 days a week. Mm. It's fucking a lot
so
of
don't
content.
Fucking
although
sue us.
Easy to lose your job over what is said on a podcast, as it turns out.
Yeah. What's this
a
about?
A bit of relevant content.
I don't know this. What's this about? Who lost their job? What? Someone lost their job over something. Said on the
Scott Cummings.
Scott Cummings. I don't know him. Oh,
yes, you do.
That's the
The money guy?
No. It's the podcast.
The footballer.
The
ex-footballer.
The hump. When's the...
Oh, well, can we talk about this?
No, we can.
Oh, so our friends at Shameless were taken down by a bunch of gronks?
Yeah, so... Well,
taken
yeah,
down, I say. They had some flippant fucking... Well, yeah. Remarks about the girls.
Well, there wasn't flipping remarks because they literally like took grabs from their podcast and fucking like delivered that. But then it was also the, I only listened to a little bit of the
listen, guys.
Yeah. Well, I didn't. I listened for us. I listened for us.
You do not fuck with my friends. Yeah, exactly. You just don't do it.
And you can see the ratings have shown that not to do it, which is it's really funny seeing
the podcast is gone now as well. They've stopped doing
it. Oh, really?
Yeah,
really?
They didn't announce it.
Wow.
Well, because they fucked it. But, I mean, you're going to be able to be more articulate than I am with it.
So what's happened? That happened with Michelle and Zara. Michelle and Zara were told that they'd been discussed and clips had been played on this show.
Fuck, that was a funny story
about
when they worked out.
Yes, getting their DMK enzyme facials.
Which is like the mask that goes really rock hard and you can't speak.
Yeah.
And they worked it out.
They look like a Krispy Kreme glaze.
It's
like
a wonderful treatment. Really? Also, really good. When you peels and, you know, never mind. wrong audience. Yeah, so the girls discussed it on their podcast in just a very them way, like they were very rational about the whole thing. That is the only time they've spoken about it, which is now 2 weeks ago. Naturally, the Shameless listeners went and negatively reviewed the Hump Day podcast. I think maybe that team didn't realise how big of a listening the Shameless girls have. So,
what do you think they did? Like, I don't want to give them credit by them thinking that that's a way to get attention.
Yeah, that was thrown around as well, but I really don't think they
I think they're tone deaf.
Exactly.
I think that part of it. I think part of it is that, like, because what they were even laughing at was showing how tone deaf they were. Because it was they were laughing like, haha, who would even like this? Where it's like, oi, dickheads, like you've come into their space.
Do one Google search.
But like they're not the audience of what Shameless was producing.
Exactly.
Mm. And so I guess that was the how they followed up.
Yeah, so then what happened from there, the boys just kept every day. There were more and more posts on Instagram. There's stuff that like I won't go into because
that they were doing about it.
The blokes,
Well, they just kept on. Like I just saw
they
a couple of things.
Harassing the girls.
They just kept on like, haha, this is all funny and all that sort of thing.
Then it got picked up by the Herald Sun. So Susie O'Brien, who wrote the article, started also getting harassed by them. So she wrote another article. Then the team at the Sun started listening to a couple of episodes on the podcast, and there is the same episode where they talk about the girls. They also do a segment where they are reading stuff out from Urban Dictionary. And some of what they were reading out was describing sexual assault. And they were having a nice little laugh about that. And as it turns out, you actually can't laugh about sexual assault. Yeah. So, yes, that's the end of that.
Well, so he lost his job. Where was he working?
3AW and Croc Media. I don't think he was doing anything with Croc Media present, but he won't be for the next 12 months.
I guess part of the shame in the whole thing is the fact that they couldn't just see, like, the second time around, it felt like it would have been nice for them to at least say, oh, like, realize, like, had enough time to be able to say, you know what, we're going to shift gears and realize that, like, but to keep provoking and to be.
They still are. They're still going, oh, but we were just reading off the internet. Like, maybe Urban Dictionary should lose its job. Yeah. Oh, good one. Yeah.
What's fucking annoying is people who are successful. Dane Swan has played football and made a lot of money doing so. He was one of the best players in the league, right? It's like, dude, fucking think about everyone who wants to be in your position, everyone who wants success in their field as much as you've had in yours.
Yeah.
And to do that to another field is just like fucking bad.
Well, that's what you just imagine. Imagine
you're a bad sportsman.
Well, just imagine putting on a podcast and hearing a public figure talking about the shit that you're doing and playing bits and taking it out of context and doing all that sort of shit. Yeah. Especially, like, I was listening to one of the latest episodes or whatever, and Zara was being really vulnerable. I'm like, fuck, you hear this and then it makes it even
that was a
fucking
beautiful episode. Yeah,
and you think about how much worse it makes the whole thing. It's like when they're talking about all these personal things and they've got people cutting it up and doing all that sort of shit.
I think it's a broader thing too of, like, as a creator, to take down another creator. Exactly. It's just like, talk about Gronk moves.
Yeah,
like
we're all
trying to make meaningful content for interesting people or whatever. Mm.
Yeah.
We're trying to serve the people that are interested in hearing what we have to say. To take people down for doing that, like, it's just,
I guess the interesting bit is there's a great book by John Ronson called So You've Been Publicly Shamed.
Yeah.
It talks about the mob mentality, and that's why I guess that all of this stuff is interesting, because there is a certain it feels like there's diminishing returns going the other way. So, like, I can see things that could have, like, we could say shit that would then end up having a mob come after us when it wasn't necessarily just or didn't make sense, or it was without the context. And so I guess that's why it's hard as well, because it's like those guys double fucked up because they're still got, like, there hasn't been any lesson that had been
I think you can fuck up and say sorry and actually learn from it if you genuinely have. Like,
I think it takes a special type of narcissist to hit rock bottom and then still be blaming everyone else.
Yeah. I mean, Andy McGuire's fucked up a heap of times. And he just says sorry, and it's like, you do learn. I've shared shit on this podcast I don't think now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't believe to be true, and I just actually see it as someone else said it. Mm. That's not taking away responsibility for saying it, but it's like my thinking and what I believe in now is just as completely removed.
Yeah, but it's also a willingness, I think, that if someone was to call it out, to actually, I think that there's a feeling that you want to just defend yourself. But I also, like, I know that I felt shit saying certain things previously, and it's like, oh, you know what? If that ever comes up, I'll just say, yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. Like, that's not how I feel about that.
I think the other thing is, part of their argument is like, oh, it's funny, take a joke. But I just think there are ways of making comedy that doesn't involve putting other people down.
Absolutely.
Like,
Yeah, it was shit. How did you find the response from, you were on Shameless and you spoke about things that you'd never spoken about, which reminded me of TJ in the shower with the thongs with you staying in Sydney.
Yeah, that's relatable.
Yeah,
I hadn't spoken about it. I think and you can hear when you listen to, because the girls had said, look, do you mind if we ask about toxic workplaces? Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, that's fine. And then I spent the afternoon like, shit, how much do I talk about? But I just wanted to tell that story specifically because I was like, I feel like there are so many people. And I was 23 at the time. There'd be girls that age that would be in similarly awkward situations and going like, this is fine because it's such a good opportunity.
So for people who didn't hear, can you rehash a little bit?
The short version is where I was working previously, they put me in charge of this massive project in Sydney. So I was up there for 2 weeks working 7 days a week. They put me in a hostel for the 2 weeks and I was sharing a room with our videographer, who's a bloke 10 years older than me.
Oh, God.
Yeah, which is not.
Pete only flies business, so he's absolutely mortified by this idea.
And Cadbury books my flights.
It just, like, it was even just being in a shitty hotel was hard enough for 2 weeks when you're working the whole time. Mm. Sharing a room with someone that you're working with is hard because I like to work in the mornings. So he was working through the night, so you're not really sleeping. But then also being in a room with a dude that I had worked with probably 3 times before that.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah, and it was all fine. And at the time I was like, this is, I mean, what a wonderful opportunity. I'm blessed.
Yeah.
But now I'm looking back and I'm like, it's not.
That was weird.
Yeah, who's responsible in those scenarios? Who should be the one to say that doesn't seem right?
The company.
But within the company? It was fine.
Yeah. I mean, I find that interesting though, because it's like you can, because it has shaped you in some way. So that's part of it, right?
I don't take shit from anyone now.
But I guess that's part of it, right? It's like, and your willingness to do it, if you hadn't have done it, would you be doing what you're doing? Like all of these things, like it's very strange.
You just don't know. This is what Zara and I were talking about. Like you just don't know because you don't know what would have come out of the alternative.
Mm. So you go, nothing bad came from it. So the worst possible situation didn't happen.
Yeah.
But you're in a situation where something bad could happen, right? Mm. More likely to happen.
As a business, hostel PTSD. I got home and took my toiletry bag and thongs into my shower at home. Chris is like, Jem, you don't need to do that here. Yeah.
I think it's like the sensitive climate will encourage business owners. Like I think about that as a business. Yeah. They're probably like, we've got fuck all budget. We're doing this on a shoestring.
Yes.
We need to do that. But that's not good enough. If something bad happens, you're hoping, like they're lucky nothing happened, right? Yeah. They're lucky what comes out of this is a story where you learned a lesson. It's like, you can't do that. We don't live in that world anymore. If you're doing that, you're fucking ancient.
Yeah.
And so,
what was the feeling though, telling that story and knowing that it doesn't paint people in a great light? How was it? What was the sort of emotional?
Well, you can hear me on the podcast, like on the spot, deciding, do I tell this story or not? I'm kind of like going around the edges of it. And then I think at one point I'm like, oh, fuck it. I'm just going to tell this story.
Nothing will break the tension like TJ eating grain waves. So maybe you could.
Controversial question. Do you think you get away with more being good looking?
Yes.
Mm.
Yeah.
So on.
Any context? Or?
No, I was just thinking about the vision in my mind of that person, the videographer. I don't know. I'd hashed up some, you know, slack wearing polo shirt, black shoes, slightly overweight.
I went the other way. I went more sort of like could be a makeup artist but chose videography.
Nah.
Oh, well, I think that's less – like I think you got higher chance of people thinking they're not a predator. They'd never do anything like that. Versus
but then if you watch all the crime or listen to the crime podcast and all that sort of thing, it's the normal looking psychopaths that you have to be careful of.
Yeah.
I wasn't stressed in the slightest.
Mm. Yeah.
No. Mm.
Anyway.
Was that the end of your interrogation?
I mean, we could talk about it. It's an interesting question.
Well,
I did have you deal in the beauty space. It's right. Beauty can be for yourself, it can be for others. Mm. There's multiple reasons people do it. But there's also the reality of, you know, looking great. I think just in social situations, people aren't looking to you. Like I just think about – I actually have thought about this as me as a dad, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
– you only want Bodhi to have hot friends.
No, but I was thinking about me talking to other –
I can teach him how to do that. It's very easy to curate your friends. Like, so curate hot.
I don't think I come across – so as a parent – I interact with children more when I don't even have my kid there because I just feel it's like, oh, hey, I'm high-fiving and I just have this I'm drawn to kids because it's like
dad vibes.
Yeah, it's dad vibes, right?
But you don't like, have dad vibes. You don't have dad vibes.
But then I was like, and then I think in the situation, I don't think they'd know that I would have a kid. Like you can't as a man. I don't know what it looks like.
Dads
right?
don't wear hoodies.
But then you look like a psycho if you walk up and you're like, hey, don't worry, I've got a kid too.
Hand over the working with kids.
Cool guy.
Why would you say that?
But then I was thinking,
we get you a best dad hat? That would be pretty fun.
Number one.
I've got a mug at all times.
When is the world's best dad?
When is Father's Day actually?
September.
Oh, my birthday. Yeah, this year it's on my birthday. First Sunday of September.
Man, that sucks. You're only going to cop one round of presents.
Nah, two, mate. What are you talking about?
They do the shitty. They do the whole thing at like, I wonder if they'll do that at play group. What's it called? What is it? What does he go to?
Daycare. They'll make me something. For Father's Day. But then I was thinking about...
Not for your birthday.
Really in a situation where...
Macaroni necklace.
I don't know. I just think people cast less judgment if you're good looking.
Mm.
Whether it be in a situation where you're like interacting with kids and you know, like if you were looking at someone who was like...
He's calling himself good looking.
Yeah, I'm fucking good looking. I'm okay with that. Are you okay with that?
You saying it?
I think I wouldn't get as much work as I do if I looked... different to what I do. Mm. I think, I mean, people look to me for like beauty advice.
Mm. Pete, do you think you're good looking?
No, not really. I don't really think about it that much. I think you're right.
I don't think about it much either, but no, it sounds
like you do.
I also, you just know some facts. We know that Dill is a baller who can write a book. It's a fact.
Do you I'm think very aware that I'm a 7.5. I'm very aware.
I didn't know the decimal, like you could do decimals.
Yeah, what? Absolutely. You can go the half.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Oh, that's good to know.
But I think you could. I think it's nice to have a sense of what you are. Like, I think if it's.
I have a terrible personality.
No, but I have good. Like, do you have days where you look in the mirror and say, I look good today?
I think everyone has those days where they think, A, I look good today, or B, I look awful today. Mm. You know?
Yeah. This is a very internal conversation. I don't.
It really is.
This is stuff in your own head.
Yeah.
Mm.
I think there's universal like principles of some days you think you look good and other days you think you look miserable.
Well, because everyone's got a benchmark that they're working with.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
And I think to your point of like, do we treat good looking people differently? I think there's unfortunately a bunch of unconscious biases like that that we have. And if you look at the history of society over the last 300 years, you would say the same thing about males. Like if you are a male, you're probably going to be treated differently to if you're a female. And as a white Western male, we just like won the lottery in the way that we were born in society. Represents that is something of value, and that's none of our control. It's just a complete fluke.
So does that if we do think we're good looking, which I haven't said whether I think I look good looking or
would
not.
Would you like us to ask you, Josh, do you think you're good looking?
I actually don't know.
I think you have on a previous episode.
Yeah, we did.
I did an episode. I mean, my folliculitis really kills the whole vibe. I don't like my scalp. We've been through
talking
this.
Talking about your scalp is
I know it's
not
gross.
Scalp chat's not great.
But that's what I mean. That's what I'm talking about. But that's a true bit. Having a towel that doesn't smell too good. That's not
sexy. No.
Having folliculitis, not hot. Which we don't even know if I have folliculitis.
Exactly. So just that's part of the.
So talking about it. But I guess here's maybe a more interesting question. Do you associate yourself with someone that's attractive? Like, or sorry, do you consider? Is it part of your identity? Which I think that TJ. There is a level of your identity, which is I'm a good looking dude. Like that is part of your, whereas maybe I think I look okay, but it's not one of my brand values.
I've so not thought about it deeply.
Yeah. I remember
dead hair was nice.
It was nice though, wasn't it?
Do you know what? Like, I honestly, when I was young at primary school level, like super young, I remember people, like girls talking about me. Oh, he's hot. You know, like all that shit. Like, I get how it embeds into your.
Yeah, you'd be conditioned to think that because you were told that. Yeah.
And so I never saw
you're wired that way.
Well, it was their fault. It was the girl's fault. Calling me hot. But. No, I get that, right? But I don't think about it to that level.
Someone was talking about me on the train last night, I found out. A girl I used to work with.
Just randomly?
There was a guy that was like on my Instagram or Facebook or something and was saying to his friend like, oh, I went to high school with this chick and then Googled me on the train and then my friend sitting behind him taking notes of That's everything. Amazing. I still don't know who it was, but just for the whole transcript of the conversation. I wonder
it's pretty crazy. Like Michelle and Zara would get that a bit now with like Shameless. It is crazy to think.
Well, Michelle's boyfriend has people coming up to him now.
Ah, that's right.
Yeah.
For a photo.
Which is wild.
Yeah.
Let's throw back to the 3D deal and Mr. 97.
Before we wrap this up.
It's been weekend banter. Oh, yeah. It has been weekend banter.
It does go fast when there's four here.
Yeah. I wanted to let's address the elephant in the room.
What's the elephant?
The book.
Okay,
and so we said that we weren't going to talk
about it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, actually, I'm glad.
Frankly, I put it out of
in
my
that
head.
Yeah, I'm actually glad in that case. But I wanted to celebrate. Let's give everyone 3D Dill a clap for doing his book.
Unreal.
I did get angry last night, and he did follow it up with a really nice message,
inspirational post,
which is the most fucking annoying thing when you're angry. To be clear, it's extremely annoying.
You're a nice guy as well. Yeah, Dill.
Yeah, exactly.
It's very unfair.
It's just he's run the marathon.
I did say that.
Yeah, he's run the marathon. on and he's finished first and I'm still running.
You've fallen over.
And he's on the megaphone going, guys.
Everyone get around Josh.
Yeah, everyone get around Josh. It actually reminds me of Chris, the captain of the old footy team that I was involved with, who would no one was allowed to start training until everyone had done two laps. And so he thought it was a good idea that because I was the last one, he would then get the team to do the last lap again with me because I'd only done one.
That's so funny. That's happened. I was at the playground, the outside workout joint in St Kilda on the beach, and there was some footy kids training and they were doing a time trial. And so like 20 kids got back and then they're all just set up this tunnel where they were clapping on either side and the fat kids were running through just like, get it, mate, get it. Slightly patronising.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's so
patronising.
That's so generous, but also now that kid knows that he's the fat slow one.
Yeah, yeah. Come on, loser.
Because it's a nightmare because the thing is when you're running and you're puffed, and then you just sort of see them gliding next to you as well, just sort of like, just like, and they can talk. Like I can't talk. They're like, "How are you going, mate?" And then I would just like, I'd end up being like, "No, guys, you just start training. I'm fine. You guys start." It's like, "No, we're doing it, guys. We're a team. We're doing this." It's like, it was an absolute a nightmare. So I felt like that, but yeah, we don't have to talk about the book. But the
I alluded to it earlier, but we let it go.
Yeah, well, what I will say is that it was all connected to charity, so it's all happening and it's very close to being finished.
Yeah,
and so that's all I'll say.
Do you want me to stop giving you shit about it?
Yes, yeah. I think we stop.
Because
you know what I realized last night. I was doing. I was writing, and then. I think it must have been
doing lives.
I was doing lives and stuff, and then I think Brie was like, and because she's always the first one to go, like, you got to get it done, you got to do it, and all that sort of thing. And I've been very stressed because we've had edits on, and like there's actual work that needs to be done.
Right.
And
now.
She said, like, mate, like she goes, you know, you fucked up. You shouldn't have told everyone that you were going to do 4 hours a night. Like that was silly.
You knew Gemma was going. <to trouble.
laughs> And so, we spoke about like a better plan that takes a little bit longer, but there'll be a milestone and we'll talk about it and we'll celebrate me when that happens. And until then, we'll shut the fuck
the
up.
Book launch.
We'll do the arch that you just described. Let him run.
I would love that. As long as 3D Dill is running alongside, that'll be great.
With the megaphone.
On my fifth lap and you're finishing. the
megaphone, I definitely want to get a megaphone. And I made the promise of the microscope. And we'll definitely be doing that.
We'll get that soon. Mr. 97's noting them down.
This has been weekend banter. Just very quickly before we go, retrospectively, looking back at the episode,
what retrospectively means. Yeah,
I mean, what do we? But not looking far back in regards to every episode, but today's episode. What do we think? Did it feel differently? Should we change anything?
Four people brings up an energy. Five, six people in the room. It's definitely it goes fast.
Yeah,
we said we're going to finish at 4 p.m.
Yeah, it's very tangential as well.
It just goes hard. I think you find your feet. Every podcast is about 20 minutes where you're just finding your feet.
Yeah.
And then it's just you can go for hours.
We nearly called the podcast. Do you remember the other names we nearly called it, TJ? You probably don't.
No, I don't.
The Tangent.
Nah.
It was sort of because it was like we're going to go all over the place and all that sort of thing.
Because we did today. It was very tangential.
Yeah. But the problem is spelling Tangent.
No.
T-A-N-G-E-N-T. G-E-N-T, I just wasn't sure if it was A
easy.
Or E.
Very easy.
It's exactly how it's.
That's very good.
And on that note.
Yeah, absolutely. thanks for listening. This is the idea of Weekend Banter is it's meant to be a little bit looser. It can be. Probably
because the other episodes aren't.
No,
it's very tight.
It's highly structured.
That would be my biggest criticism. Every time I come in here, it's just
too on point. No, I think that part of it is that we can. Well, people understand what's going on. Like we understand the vernacular. We understand the world that we've created, which is a Gronk squad.
What I like is that rather than using this extra episode as an opportunity to extend to the friends of the show, you've just brought back the only two
existing ones. Yeah, we put together a spreadsheet of everyone that's been on for more than – who did we have? If you look at the spreadsheet.
Who's Matthew Vella's on the most. We did a week.
Can you go from the top, Mace, who's done three? Who do we have access to for Weekend Banter? Because initially we said Weekend Banter, you had to be – on the show three times before you come on. which I don't think we're going to have to change that rule.
Would there be others? There would be.
Yeah,
yeah, there's a couple. Craig Harper.
What about Jules?
Jules Lund now.
Matt Diavella, Ryan John, Craig Harper, and then Gemma and Pete, Trev and Jules.
It's a good crew.
And Scooter Derek.
Strong crew.
So many women.
There's a lot.
Yeah, so we like to have
very white.
It's a very motivational white guy sort of vibe. A lot of coaches.
I am a motivational white guy. I'm on this podcast more than I'm on my own podcast.
There's actually a lot of truth to that. Yeah. Why was your podcast app going off so big? Like, it's like there's a lot of people watching it.
Popping
Flow
up.
Journal.
It's really good.
Well, it's like, it's
why are you having success?
It's doing my fucking head. It's doing my head in.
No, I'm surprised that it still does well.
No, it's a
the
really good.
The business of beauty is a niche.
Yeah, no, that's what I mean. Like seeing it in the top, I think it was like top 10 or top 3 or something.
Top 3 in arts.
Yeah.
But it normally charts in the arts chart most of the time. I just happen to look at it.
And you haven't, I feel like you don't share it that much because I didn't realize that.
Too busy taking selfies.
Right now what's happening is a classic we're about to finish, but we'll go into another 15 minutes.
Another 10 minutes.
Well, that's my – I can't say goodbye. Yeah. Anyway, if you've listened this far or if you've watched, take a screen grab, share it on Instagram so we know that you've been listening. Tag up. Well, are you even active, Pete, on Instagram?
Feel free to tag me. Yeah, and I'll have a look at my – personal
Your personal account.
Yeah. Human and, Periscope.
Human Periscope.
And Gem K.
Watts. Okay, it's not through long and the short of it.
No.
Okay, great. And tag us as well. And it's a Daily Talk Show.
Thank you.
Hi, thedailytalkshow.com is the email address. And go check out thedailytalkshow.com. We might have the site up.
I think we should.
No promises. Have a good one, guys.
See you guys.
Enjoy your Saturday.